Rav Tov, Rabosai, the Gemara told us on Daf Chav Chesam and Beis about a person riding on a donkey and it comes down for davening. There's interesting ramifications and applications with regards to traveling and davening. But the lashon that the Gemara has is an interesting one. The Gemara says, Hayarechav al achomer. If a person is riding on a donkey, Yerev Yispalel, he should get down from the donkey and daven. That's the appropriate thing to do. Vim ena yochel leirid. What if you can't get down from the donkey? Practically, that means yeah, right. You're in the middle of basically the midtown tunnel. What are you gonna do? You can't get off your donkey. Yachzer yispanav. You should turn your face. Right. Where should you turn your face towards? Yerushalayim. You should face towards Yerushalayim. Turn your face. Vim ena yochel lahachzer yispanav. If you can't turn your face because you're gonna end up with your donkey engaging with another donkey, right? You're gonna have to speak to Geico about your donkey. Im any yachzer achzer upon of yichaven is livid connected beis kodesh gadashim. You should direct your heart to the beis kodesh gadashim. The lashonos of the Gemara, of course, not stam. The notion of a reichav alachomer is something that we are familiar with from the Nevi'im, from Eliyahu Navi, from all sorts of other Gemaras. Reichav alachomer. So some of the Svarim write that reichav alachomer is somebody that is reichav on top of the chomrios. That's a lashon that the Maharal uses. That is reichav on the chomrios, that he is riding above the physicality of the chomrios. But I saw from the Sefer Opnei Moshe, anybody heard the Sefer Opnei Moshe? It was a chassid of the Noam Elimelech. The Melech of Lizhansky was before that. He went once or twice to the Maggid of Mezrich. And after the Maggid passed away, he went to the Noam Elimelech, the Melech of Lizhansk. After the Noam Elimelech was Niftar, so he became an Admar. He became a Rebbe in his own right. But was very close to the Mendel of Rimanov. He was known as the sofer for all of the Hasidic rabbis. He was the sofer stam that wrote tefillin for all of the rabbis. Tefillin, mezuzah, sefer. Everybody wanted to get a pair of tefillin from the Opnei Moshe. So he writes as follows. He writes in the sefer Opnei Moshe. He says, "Mishu reichav ala chomrius." Somebody that's riding the wave of physicality. That's probably the best way to translate his intention here. He's riding the wave of physicality, right? Physicality, chomrius, is something that he's very, very comfortable with. V'zem minoga, this is how a person behaves. U'mushka b'tavas achila v'shtia, he's engaged in all of his pleasures of eating and drinking. Comes time to daven, yered v'yispalel. You should get off of that wave and daven, right? Should disengage from all of the things that he is so engaged in order to daven. Yispalel al Hashem sheyazer lo ligomim tavasav v'chomer yosav, and he should daven to Hashem to help him disconnect from all of the physicality that he's engaged in. So that's a reichav al achomer yered v'yispalel. The person is engaged in physicality. You're about to talk to Hashem, so you should get down from the donkey. Get off the donkey. Get off of the wave of physicality. What happens if you can't do that? You meet people like this, right? That even but there's different kinds of Jews by Mincha Tam Yom Kippur. There's the Jews that say Mincha Tam Yom Kippur, I'm chalashing for something to eat, something to drink. And then there's the people by Mincha Tam Yom Kippur that are saying, okay, I could do this. I could do this another couple hours, another day or two. Most of the time it's like, if I could get a cup of coffee, everything would be fine. Right? If I could get a cup of coffee, everything would be fine. I realize that, every day I'm worried about, what am I having for lunch? What am I having for supper? You realize, Yom Kippur, that it's not so important. But it says, but there's people, but in any yachol, different Jews on different days, right? In any yachol, if you cannot get off the donkey, can't disengage from physicality, in any yachol, leirid, Shekvar mishukah b'tahim rabba, a person is very, very deep, stuck into it. Ve'ene yochel ligom mitavaseilo, and he can't disengage from these tavas. By the way, a colleague of mine, you want a murder question? This is a 2019, 2020 question. A colleague of mine gets a call like 2 days before Yom Kippur. It's a fasting on Yom Kippur Shaila. Who do you usually get a fasting on Yom Kippur Shaila from? Pregnant women, nursing women, sick people. Guy says, I'm a bodybuilder. I'm a bodybuilder, and I have a very strict regimen of how much protein I have to take every day. Is it mutter for me to take some protein powder on Yom Kippur in order to keep up with my protein regimen? So this colleague of mine said to him, you have to be out of your mind. Even to have such a hammer meaning, you have to be out of your mind. Right? Right. Yeah, it's, in order to keep up with my bodybuilding regimen, I need to take my protein pills or whatever. Right, that's, yeah. You cannot disengage from all of these things. What do you do? So he says, Yachser es panav. Yachser es panav, you should turn your face. What does it mean, you should turn your face? He says, you're not going to break away from it. So eat and drink, that's what you're going to do. But, ach yachadim ze yichavin l'shem shamayim. You can't disengage from it. At least be mechavel l'shem shemayim. You can't disengage from all the physicality. At least this is an important dialectic for our generation, right? Our generation that's mamish. We're deep in, chaver. That's extreme.
Exactly. Talk about guys eating a cheeseburger.
No, he's eating kosher food.
Talking about any physical action a person does throughout the day.
That's it. Comes time to daven.
The guy should have in mind. He's the same Shemayim.
Right. So what does he say? He says, if you can't disengage from it, if you can't disengage from thinking about all the physical things that you have to think about, at least be mechavan Hashem Shemayim. You should learn and should daven through the energy that I'm getting from the food that I'm enjoying, that I should be able to learn better and daven better from the vacation that I'm taking. That I should be able to be a better parent and a better child and a better friend and a better husband and a better wife because I've had an opportunity, you know, to go to my yoga class and go on vacation, basically, right?
This level, reaching this level, requires to be a big husband. Do you think it's somebody that doesn't
think
people are going to get to
disengage? Yeah, no, that's extreme. That's extreme. That's an extremity of people that struggle to disengage. But even for us, that struggle a little bit to disengage, right? Yom Kippur still Yom Kippur, Baruch Hashem. But even for us, it's hard, especially 3 times a day to be able to disengage completely from all of the worries and concerns and what am I doing and what's it going to be. Very, very hard. So showing a person thinking that, but at least be mitzdarifted that the kavana, yachzer es panav. You should at least direct your attention in the appropriate place. It says, va'az yitukin gam achilahi, and then that eating is also lifted up, is also raised up, is also something significant. What's option number 3? If you cannot get off the donkey and you cannot turn your face, he says, v'im gam ze ene yachal. What if you can't even do that? Right? So what does he say? What does that mean? She chavin keneged kodesh hakadoshim. She nechrav. The kodesh hakadoshim that was destroyed. Shechinta begalusa. The shechina is in galus. V'yishaver liba bekirbay, and his heart should break inside of him. Ad she yimasu loy kol ha'ta'anugas ha'tavas haguf v'shaver afa loy, and he'll realize that like his engagement in all of these things is gotten to a point that's a little bit magil. Like it's too much. If a person cannot even think that what I'm enjoying in this world should be l'shem shemayim, so then a person has to do some very strong introspection and think to themselves, you know, what the heck am I doing here at this point already? The Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. The Jewish people have tzaras chinta begalusa, and look at me. I'm going on a cruise. I'm going on a cruise. Why am I going on a cruise? Not so that I have more energy to dive in and learn. Not so that I can be a better parent and a better child and a better teacher and a better friend. I'm going on vacation because my girl is to go on vacation. So no. If you cannot be machzer panav, you can't even direct yourself in an appropriate place. So he says you got bigger troubles. You should think about the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You should think about the fact that the world's got issues and that Jews are responsible for that. He says, and that's the pnimius. That's the inside of Hayarecha v'Alachomer. Those are the 3 stages. So Veshem, we should be zecha to the higher ones, but if not, at least to work on the lower ones. חנין בן הקשם הרב סלב שבוק וזק לשלפי חכיר בלם תרמיס ששנים עד רניך וסתמן צילגו יגדו תר וידר קדש דרבן